At the moment, we provide 26 clothing banks across the county, and at the moment, textile industry, which means it's for secondhand clothes or anything like that. There's tons of it out there in the world at the moment. There's, I mean, in Africa and Asian countries, there's a build-up of tons of this, and there's no market anymore for it. So what's happening now is a lot of the textile companies aren't coming to the council because it's not viable for them. So my concern here is it mightn't be viable for them, but the council then will have to step up and pay whatever's needed on it. So I raised the issue here in the council today, and they told me that they're tied in at the moment with a company, but that contract is up fairly soon. So my concern is, will we able to still provide the 26 clothing banks, or will that have to be cut down? If there is a case then that the council has to provide the money, does that mean that it comes out of our budget? If it comes out of our budget, that means it's going to affect roads, it's going to affect footpaths, it's going to affect housing repairs. So I think that we need to make sure that we're on the case, and that we're making the right steps forward. I'm sure the Minister of the Environment knows about it, but make sure that we're going to get the money here to address this. Now, the council is lucky in that sense, but as I says, if you go around any of the bottle banks lately or the clothing banks lately, you'll see extra clothes being dumped there. So there's other people that's coming now and using the council's facilities to get rid of their clothing as well.
And you said there how you have been told, look, we're fine for now, but you're trying to flag that there's a big problem coming down the line here, potentially, that once this contract is up or whatever may happen, that it may fall onto council. And then in which case, as you said, funding will need to be provided for that. But where's that funding going to come from? And what you're trying to get out ahead of this one, because you're saying that could be a big issue down the line if it's not addressed pretty soon.
It will be a major issue. We're not talking here about hundreds, we're talking about hundreds of thousands that it's going to cost us. 26 clothing banks at the moment, which mean, are we going to, as I says, that's what I want to kind of stress here. If it's the case that we're not going to be providing the service or we can't get the service, does that mean that we're going to be pulling these clothing banks or limited down to an area? Then we'll have another problem then with dumping. So it just means it's adding on to everything else. I know, speaking to a number of different groups, which mean that are tied in with different organisations regarding clothing banks, that their service has been pulled, where a local community used to get a couple of hundred a year for having a clothing bank there. These companies now are pulling it for the simple reason is the textile, it's gone. It's not going to be there anymore. And I suppose, especially here in the council, we're obliged under European law to have the service.